Father Michael Murray is the director of the DeSales Spirituality Center in Wilmington, and Father Murray is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. This week, we as Americans celebrated our independence, and you've developed a new retreat program entitled Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, Salesian Perspectives. And we're going to talk about that today on the program. But before we do, in case our listeners might not be familiar with you and your work at the DeSales Spirituality Center, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. The DeSales Spirituality Center is a ministry of the Wilmington, Philadelphia province of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. And one of the first questions people will ask me is, well, where is your center located? And I say, well, about 95% of it is out there in cyberspace. Mm-hmm. It's our primary goal is to provide people who have an interest in living a very down-to-earth, practical, day-in and day-out model of the gospel, provide them with resources on the web they can use for reflection, they can use for small group of retreats, they can use for parish missions. So it's in this day and age doing ministry, you really do need to have a place on the World Wide Web to tell people who you are and to offer your resources.
Mm-hmm. And before we're finished this morning, we'll give you an opportunity to give that website to our listeners. So if you need to get a piece of paper or pencil this morning to get that, it's really a great website. We'll give it to you before the morning's program is over. Now, St. Francis de Sales died about 150 years before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, but yet somehow you were able to link life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to the teachings of St. Francis de Sales. First of all, how did that idea come about? Why did you decide to do that? And then we could talk about how these ideas are linked.
Well, from a practical point of view, the idea came from the fact that I've done an intercommunity retreat at a spirituality center in Pittsburgh for the last couple summers, and I sort of hit the wall with something that I had a pretty good comfort zone with, and I wanted to do something new, something fresh. And when we scheduled a retreat for this summer, the 4th of July happened to fall in the middle of it. And I said, well, you know, there's a great idea. I wonder what DeSales would say, what perspectives he would offer on the notions of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And a lot less to do with me and a lot more to do with him, I find there's a gold mine in terms of his take on each of those things individually and collectively.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about it.
Well, of course, he was born in 1567. This is after the Council of Trent, a post-conciliar period, much like our own. The Catholic Church was no longer, as it were, the only game in town. It was a period of great criticism of the Church, but reform within the Church. Francis himself was educated by the Jesuits, who were sort of on the forefront of this new renewal and refreshment of what it meant to follow Jesus and live the gospel. Had studied in Padua, which was the birthplace of the Renaissance, and he died in 1622. So we put Francis historically in terms of literary people, Cervantes, Shakespeare, late Renaissance, rise of nationalism, and as we'll see, the beginning of the period that we now know as the Enlightenment. So he's right in the middle of all this, period of tremendous change, and as a Christian humanist, he's very devoted to integrating the spiritual life with the earthly life.
Mm-hmm. And what did you find as you started to research about what St. Francis de Sales has to say about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Well, in the order in which Thomas Jefferson wrote about them, life, very simply, de Sales says the following. Consider the nature, the life, that God has given to each of us. It is the highest in this visible world. It is capable of eternal life and of being perfectly united to God's divine majesty. Practically speaking, what that means for de Sales is we are capable of experiencing eternal life, but not just in heaven, but also here on earth. And then a lot of what he does around that statement is basically challenge us to, as we say in our own day, to count our blessings. And every time we consider the gift that life is, de Sales says we should have the following affections. We should marvel at how good God is and how generous God is. We should consider how generous God is with the blessing of our own life and with life in general. It should motivate us to resolve to live a life of gratitude, to make good use of the gifts and blessings that we have, and to thank God for the gift of our own lives and the lives of those that we love. It's so this is no intellectual exercise with the sales. Just focusing on the value and the gift of life should basically call us and make us to be generous, grateful people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about the concept of liberty, which was probably a little bit different in DeSales' time than what we have in modern-day America?
It is, insofar as I think, speaking for myself and as American, when I think of liberty, I think, well, it's roughly the ability to do what I want, the ability to choose, yes or no, do this or don't do that. For DeSales, that's a certain level of freedom or liberty, but it's not the highest form. And ironically enough, for Francis DeSales, when we talk about liberty of spirit, it's not about free will. It's about the ability to conform my will to the will of God. And he says, liberty of spirit is best known and only possible for those who first and foremost believe they are loved. I find it pretty confrontational, but when you think about it, well, if I know that I'm loved no matter what, then there's a lot of things I'm not going to get into or things I'm not going to achieve because I somehow have an inadequate sense of who I am, or I try to be more of who I am or settle for being less than who I am. In the mind of DeSales, if I am rooted in the absolute belief that God loves me, that is freeing. Now, he's a pragmatist, and he says for most of us, ironically enough, that comes down to what he calls holy indifference. Holy indifference doesn't mean I don't care about my life. It doesn't mean I don't care about my job. It doesn't mean I don't care about other people. But DeSales, in this respect, is a very practical man. He says, so much freedom and liberty comes when I acknowledge that despite my best efforts, there's more to life than my plan for it. And that oftentimes my plan for the day is not matched by the day's plan for me. And oftentimes, I guess, leading into the whole notion of happiness, a lot of the sources of human misery come when we cling to things that by very nature are not ours to keep. So much in this life, as it were, we borrow. It's on loan to us. And this liberty of spirit, in many respects, I think, is rooted in the Old Testament hymn of Ecclesiastes, knowing that there's a time for every purpose under heaven, and knowing that when is it time to embrace, when is it time to let go, when is it time to speak, when is it time to listen, when is it time to step up, when is it time to step back. For DeSales, who's very much rooted not only in contemporary wisdom and science, but also scripture, the heart of living free and the heart of experiencing true liberty is knowing what time it is. At a particular point in my life, and knowing that at the end of the day, I have a contribution to make, but I'm not in charge. God's in charge.
Interesting. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Father Michael Murray, the director of the DeSales Spirituality Center in Wilmington, and we're talking about Father's new retreat program entitled Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, Salesian Perspectives, and we're up to the pursuit of happiness. What does St. Francis de Sales have to say about that?
Well, I suspect this is the part that most people who are listening this morning really want to get to. You know, fine, tell me about life, tell me about liberty, but how can I be happy? Some of this is rooted in Augustine's notion that at the end of the day, what's really important is the pursuit piece. And that oftentimes if we're unhappy, it's not that we're incapable of knowing happiness, but we are choosing things that that life being what it is, will pass away. And I think DeSales really zeroes in on Augustine's notion that at the end of the day, the only thing that can truly make us happy as human beings is the love of God, for two reasons. One, it doesn't pass away. It's eternal. And two, that's how we're wired. If we're created in God's image and likeness, therefore, it's only the love of God that can totally and eternally fulfill us. It's pretty high theology. DeSales also, of course, is a pragmatist and realizes that, as the Second Vatican Council reaffirms, that grace does build on and through nature. And borrowing from a book that was published in 1994 called The Pursuit of Happiness by David G. Myers, Ph.D., at the end of his book, he outlines some qualities that are associated with or clusters around happiness just want to list them and then just give you, as time permits, a few examples of DeSales take on this contemporary notion. Some of the things that can add to our happiness include a fit and healthy body. I could lose about 20 pounds.
You and me both.
Realistic goals and expectations, positive self-esteem, feelings of control or influence, optimism, outgoingness, supportive relationships or friendships. For those of us who are married, socially intimate, sexually warm, and equitable marriages. Challenging work and active leisure punctuated by adequate rest and retreat. That's that balance of work and play.
Mm-hmm.
And a faith that includes communal support, purpose, acceptance, outward focus, and hope. Let's look at the fit and healthy body piece. This is from his introduction to Devout Life. Quote, he writes, "We are very much exposed to temptation, both when our bodies are too pampered and when they're too run down. For the one makes the body demanding in its softened state, and the other desperate with affliction. Just as we cannot support the body when it is too fat, so also it cannot support us when it is too thin. Better to have a program that is balanced and in keeping with the duties and tasks of one's state in life." Another attribute, realistic goals and expectations, also from the intro. All of us must try to make ourselves good men and women, devout men and women, pious men and women. We must try hard to achieve this end. If it should please God to elevate us to angelical perfection, we shall then be good angels. But in the meantime, let us try sincerely, humbly, and devoutly to acquire the little everyday virtues whose conquest our Savior has set forth as the end of our care and labor. His point there is that many people strive too hard. They think they're going to be perfect tomorrow, and he says they try to live angelic lives. And he says, well, if God wanted you to be an angel, you'd be an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of us, the goal is to be good, just, fair-minded men and women. Feeling of control, that has pejorative connotations in our culture. But this is Francis's take on that. It is our great happiness to possess our own souls. And the more perfect our patience, the more completely do we possess our souls. It seems to me that what DeSales is talking about there is self-knowledge, self-acceptance, naming, embracing, and claiming who I am. Realizing that my plans for the day, my goals may not in the end turn out, but a lot of people's unhappiness, I believe, is rooted in their not knowing who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Optimism. As far as possible, we should pass favorable judgments on our neighbors. If an action has many different aspects, we must always think of the one which is best. I would add, easier said than done. Supportive friendships is another quality associated with happiness. Quote, "Perfection consists not in having no friendships, but in having only those friendships which are good, holy, and sacred." And I love this image from the spiritual conferences in which he describes our earthly life some days as if we're walking on ice. "Take each other by the hand or under the arms, so that if one person slips, the others will hold him or her up, and the others, when they in their turn are on the point of falling, may be held up by their friends." Socially intimate, sexually warm, and equitable marriage, a great help to happiness for those who live that vocation of marriage. Quote, "In marriage, there is communication of life, work, goods, affection, and indissoluble fidelity, and therefore married friendship is a true, holy friendship." And then this whole notion of action and leisure.
Mm-hmm.
"Be careful and attentive to all the matters," DeSales writes, "that God has committed to your care. Since God has confided them to you, God wishes you to have great care for them. However," and this is where this liberty of spirit comes in, "do not be worried," that is, don't overexert yourself on them with uneasiness, anxiety, and what he calls forwardness. "Nevertheless, our hearts should also each day pick and choose some place as a retreat where we can retire at various times to refresh and restore ourselves during our exterior occupations. Always remember to retire at various times into the solitude of your own heart, even while outwardly engaged in discussions or transactions with others." He makes no distinction between, well, there's my work life and there's my spiritual life or retreat life. The ultimate goal for DeSales, and one of the ways to be truly happy, is to not get into this, well, I have different lives. I have one life.
Mm-hmm.
And that our ability to, even as we're up to our eyeballs in the busyness of life, to also remind ourselves who we are, to take possession of ourselves, he says, is a great gift and is a great means for keeping ourselves happy or at least as unstressed as possible.
Well, I congratulate you, Father, on taking a several-day retreat and putting it in 15 minutes for us.
Not bad. Talk about setting realistic goals.
If our listeners would like to get more information about this particular topic or about anything about St. Francis de Sales and Salesian spirituality, tell us about your website.
Sure. And just as I mentioned, if 95% of the center is on cyberspace, we also do workshops, days of recollection, missions, retreats, whatever faith community might have in mind. And our website is www.oblates.org/spirituality. And our local phone number here in Wilmington is area code 302-658-2212.
Father Michael Murray, director of the DeSales Spirituality Center, thanks so much for being with us this morning on Catholic Forum.
Pleasure, Bob.